fourth quarter here in Quahog. Panthers trailing by 30, 41 to 11. 8 minutes left to play in the ball game. We've got Shelby Wiley inbounding to Ryan Sanderson. And Sanderson finds Mal Smith Turpin, right side of the floor. Smith Turpin finds Leslie Carl, top of the key. Leslie picks up her dribble, and she gets it back to Wiley. Wiley looking underneath for Sanderson. Sanderson, one dribble move up and in. 43-11, 7:30 to play here in the fourth. Cox dribbles down. She's looking for Kara Selmer. Good pass on the baseline. Kara finds Eliza Myers. Eliza to Delaney. Delaney out to Madison Cox at the three-point line, right side of the floor. Cox inside to Eliza. Eliza, good move to Mocha Larman. Larman shot up, no good. Rebound Sanderson. Eliza Myers goes to the floor with a rebound at him, but bounces right back up. Now Turpin brings the ball to the center of the floor for the Chieftains. She goes back to Sanderson on the right. Sanderson over to Leslie Carl, top of the key. Back to Vanessa Edenshaw, and almost stolen by Eliza Myers. Edenshaw back to Sanders. Sanders, nothing there. Back to Edenshaw, got away with the double dribble there. Tough defense by the Panthers. Playing a little bit more physical here. The ball game coming to an end. And quick pass inside to Wiley. Shots up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Gets it out to Mal Smith Turpin. She dribbles out and wants to reset the offense. And getting harassed by Mocha Larman. Good D there. Leslie Carl, top of the key. She finds Vanessa Edenshaw over on the right side. Getting harassed by Eliza Myers. Eliza finds Wiley, top of the key. Wiley over to the right side, over to Sanderson. Sanderson, dribble drive move. Not much there. Ooh, and it looked like it was stolen, but they call Madison Cox for a foul there. Good D, Madison. Panthers starting to play a little bit more physical here. And they send in Rubio for Sanderson. Isabella Rubio, sophomore, checking into the game. Glock does their box out of bounds play. Rubio inbounds to Mal Smith Turpin, over to Vanessa Edenshaw in the right corner. Back to Smith Turpin. Smith Turpin dribbles to the top of the key, picks up her dribble. Back to the right side to Rubio. Rubio dribble, nothing there. Back to Smith Turpin. She'll shoot a three. That's up, no good. Rebound Eliza Myers. And she's fouled by Rubio. So, 5:52 left to play in the ballgame. 43-11, clock at the lead. And Kara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen pass over to McKenna Rao. McKenna back to Jensen. Jensen to Kara Whitehead. Back to McKenna Rao. Back to Kara. Kara shoots up, no good. Eliza gets the rebound. She shoots up, no good. Kara gets the rebound. She shoots up, no good, but it's fouled. In for the game for Skagway, we've got Kara Whitehead, Eliza Myers, McKenna Rao, Kiara Selmer, and Haley Jensen. Kara's first free throw up, no good. Kara's second free throw up, bank, no good. Rebound Rubio, Eliza Myers harassing her on the rebound. Rubio pushes the ball up the left side of the floor and loses it. And jump ball in an attempt to get the ball. It looks like McKenna Rao sat on it there, but it worked because Skagway's got it back. So 5:25 to play in the ball game, 43-11, Chieftains with the lead. Haley Jensen pushes up to McKenna on the left side, back to Jensen. Jensen to Kara, top of the key, back to Jensen. Jensen, great-looking shot. Ooh, barely off. And Rubio comes away with it. She finds Wiley right side. Wiley pushes up the floor. Wiley back to Vanessa Edenshaw, top of the key. She pushes it back to the right. Back to Wiley in the corner, looking for a dribble drive move. Not much there, and it's fouled by Haley. Haley Jensen picks up her second or third. Third or fourth team foul for Skagway in the half. That's the third on Jensen, fourth team foul for Skagway. 4:58 left to play in the ballgame, 43-11. Chieftains set up in that box. They send in McKenna Rao, it looks like, for Kiara Selmer. And Chieftains looks to inbound the ball. They get it into Taya Marvin. Marvin over to Leslie Carl. Shots up, no good. Ooh, and kicked out of bounds by McKenna. A rebound attempt. So it's going to stay with the Chieftains. Now Seth Turpin inbounding the ball. Looks inside for Carl, and it's stolen by Delaney Rouse. She finds McKenna on the right side of the floor. McKenna dribbles up. Ooh, attack, nothing there. No call. Leslie Carl comes away with it. Gets it over to Mount Smith Turpin. She dribbles up the left side. And Mount Smith Turpin finds Taya Marvin, who's bumped by McKenna Rouse. 15 foul for Skagway for the game. Wiley inbounds to number three, Mount Smith Turpin. Takes a couple of dribbles back to Wiley at the elbow. Wiley loses it. Skagway going after it. And they tie it up for a jump. Possession arrow will stay with the Chiefs. 43-11, 4:21 to play here in the fourth. Chieftains with the lead. Shelby Wiley inbounds to Mal Smith-Turpin. Smith-Turpin dribble on top of the key. She kicks over to Edenshaw, over to Taya Marvin. Taya Marvin. Marvin passes back to Wiley, top of the key. Back over to Leslie Carl, right side. Carl, a couple of dribbles, picks it up. Back to Taya Marvin. Marvin dribbles, few dribbles, top of the key, goes to pick it up, being harassed by Haley Jensen. Mal Smith Turpin, she dribbles over to the right side. She's being harassed by McKenna Rao. And they go to Lester Carl, back to Edenshaw, back to Marvin, back to Wiley, wrapped up, jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Panthers. Madison Cox checks in for Eliza Myers. So we've got Kara Whitehead, Haley Jensen. Jensen finds Cox. Cox to Whitehead. Back to Jensen. Back to Whitehead. Back to Cox. Back to Jensen. Back to Whitehead. Moving the ball around really quick. And Madison takes a shot. Nothing there. Rebound, Mal Smith Turpin. And it's almost stolen by Kara Whitehead. Good D, Kara. Taya Marvin comes away with it. She's going to walk the ball up the center of the floor. Gagwin in their matchup zone. And Leslie Carl. Ooh, there's. It looks, oh, Skagway, man. So Skagway went to, they went to switch from, looks like they started in a 2-3 zone and then went to switch to man. And in the process, left Taya Marvin open and she shot a layup, made it, and was fouled. So she'll go to the line with a chance to complete the 3-point play. 45-11, Chieftains with the lead. And it looks like Skagway's gonna be in a man, probably full court man press, but I'm not sure. We'll see what they come out with here to finish up the fourth. All right, 15 seconds to go here in the break. Skagway calls timeout there. So we've got Taya Marvin. She's going to the line to shoot one to complete the 3-point play. And in for the Panthers, we have Haley Jensen, Kara Whitehead, Delaney and McKenna Rao, and Madison Cox. So Marvin's free throw is up and good. 46-11, 3 minutes, 8 seconds to play in the ballgame. Jensen dribbles up, finds Cox right side of the floor. Cox back to Jensen on the right side. Back to Kara Whitehead, top of the key, over to Cox. Cox over to McKenna. McKenna inside to Delaney. Almost lost control, but kept it alive. Back to Cox. Cox looking for Haley on the skip pass. He's stolen by Leslie Carl. And Mal Smith-Turpin's going to dribble up the floor for the Chieftains. Smith-Turpin finds Leslie Carl. 3-point land. She passes over the right side over to Ty Marvin. Marvin over to Vanessa Edenshaw, over to Leslie Carl, looks inside for Mal Smith-Turpin. Smith-Turpin doesn't like it. She will back out. She wants to reset the offense. 2:25 here left to play. Long possession here for Clark. Ooh, and it's almost stolen. Leslie Carl almost has it stolen by Kara Whitehead, and Sam Marvin does have it stolen by Delaney Rao. So Kara Whitehead came away with it. She dribbles down, not much there, pulls it back out. Gives it to Jensen. Jensen shot up, no good. Rebounds chased down by McKenna Rao. McKenna over to Madison Cox. Back to Jensen. Jensen inside to Delaney. Delaney has it ripped away by Mal Smith-Turpin. And it goes out of bounds off Mal Smith-Turpin. A minute 55 here left to play. Panther basketball in their own front court. 46-11. Skagway with 16 fouls. Clark with three. Ooh. almost stolen by Raven Chafin, who just checked in the game. Over to Cox, over inside to Delaney. Delaney shoots, nothing there. And on the rebound, it is tied up. Jump ball, possession arrow will favor the Chieftains. 1:41 left to play in the ballgame, 46-11. So, Shelby Wiley inbounding the ball for the Chieftains. She finds Raven Chafin, who dribbles up the center of the floor. Chafin calling out the offense, being guarded by Mocha Larman, checked in the ballgame. And she gives it back to Leslie Carl at the top. Carl back to Chafin on the right side. Chafin fouled by Eliza Myers. That'll be Skagway's 7th team foul. It's going to send her... Oh, they don't see it, so... Oh, yeah, one ref didn't see it, the other did. They're going to send Raven Chafin to the line to shoot a 1-on-1. Minute 26 here left to play in the ball game. Raven Chafin hitting the line for the front end of a 1-on-1. Her first free throw is up, and it's good. 47-11. Minute 26 here left to play in the ball game. Her second free throw is up and good as well. Kara Whitehead inbounds to Haley Jensen. Jensen pushes up, great pass to Eliza Myers. Eliza Myers, one dribble, got caught underneath the backboard. That was up, no good. Chafin comes away with it. She pushes up the right side of the floor, and she's bumped by Jensen, who's laughing. I think that might have been Haley's fifth there. So there's five on Haley. She's out of the game. She's going to send Chafin back to the line. And 48-11, minute 16 left in the ballgame. Chafin shots up, no good. And they thought it was a two free throw attempt, but Carol Whitehead said nope and took it away. Well, everyone else was watching. So, ball comes down to Madison Cox. She looks to go inside and throws it away. So, clock's coming the other way. A minute five left, 48-11. Chafin looks to penetrate. She shoots up, no good. Air ball bounces out of bounds. So, Carol Whitehead inbounds to Madison Cox. Cox dribbles up the center over to Mocha Larman. Larman looks to get back to Cox. Nothing there. Gets it back. Gets to Carol Whitehead. Carol Whitehead over, finds Delaney. Good pump fake, but travels in the process. Good pump fake, Delaney. 46 seconds to play in the ballgame, 48-11. Chieftains with the lead. Shelby Wiley inbounds to Raven Chafin. She dribbles up the center of the floor. Over to the left side, left baseline. Trying to go baseline, nothing there. Back out to Wiley. Wiley shoots, shots up, no good. Rebound, Mousesmith Serpent. Mousesmith Serpent hands down the smallest girl on the floor. Even Mocha Larman's got her beat. She's fouled on that rebound attempt. So she'll be heading to the line to shoot, too. 32 seconds left to play in the ballgame. And here we go. Front end of 1-on-1. Smith Turpin, first shot up. No good. Rebound. Looks like Delaney Rao came away with it and was fouled by Vanessa Edenshaw. So Skagway basketball, 30 seconds to play in the ballgame. Fourth team foul for Kwok, second for Vanessa. Carol Whitehead inbounds Madison Cox. She's dribbling up the right side of the floor, picks it up. Long pass over to Larman on the left. Larman, dribble drive, penetrates, blocked by Vanessa. Cox comes away with it, shoots, nothing there. Rebound, Wiley. Wiley pushed up the floor, stolen by Carol Whitehead. The pass is intercepted. Whitehead's pushing up the left side of the floor. She's going to take it all the way. Nothing there. Rebound Vanessa. And it's tipped out of bounds on Skagway. 2 seconds left to play in the ballgame. 48-11. Chieftains with the lead. And they're going to go ahead and dribble it out. And that'll be it for here in Co-op for the girls. 48-11. Final score.